is 6 o'clock, 14 degrees. Happy Tuesday morning. Here's Eva Fragiscatos.
Hey, good morning. Canada Post and the union representing 55,000 postal workers have yet to find common ground. The Crown Corporation has rejected the union's terms to have a neutral third party make a final decision. Canada Post says the union has refused to recognize a federally commissioned report that called for major reforms to the postal service. U.S. President Donald Trump has authorized the deployment of another 2,000 National Guard members to respond to immigration protests in Los Angeles. The move comes days after protests broke out in the region in response to Trump's increased enforcement of immigration laws. California's governor has slammed the federal deployments. Canadian swimmer Summer McIntosh has set another world record. The 18-year-old from Toronto won the 200-meter individual medley race at the Bell Canadian Swimming Trials in Victoria, BC, with a time of 2 minutes, 5.7 seconds. That breaks a record set 10 years ago by a Hungarian swimmer. In sports, rough night for the Oilers, who lost to the Panthers 6-1. Panthers take a 2-1 series lead in the Stanley Cup Final. Jays will face the Cardinals tonight at 7:45. CHFI weather. Today, slight chance of showers for the afternoon and early evening, a high of 23. Tonight, clearing, a low near 14. And tomorrow, sun and cloud with a slight chance of showers, high near 28. Humidex near 32. Right now, it's 14 degrees. Southbound side of the 404, just south of Stouffville Road, HOV lane still blocked with a collision. East 401, east of the 427, we've got reports of pedestrians on the right shoulder, so look out for that. And the West QEW ramp to Royal Windsor is closed because of a fire investigation. Now at Lexus of Richmond Hill, lease a 2025 RX350 F Sports Series 1 from 2.4% for 24 months. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group. Every now and then, dinner conversation can lead to some real deep thinking. And I'm still thinking about something that was asked at a dinner party this past weekend. I'm going to tell you about it next. And I promise you, it's going to get you thinking as well.
I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends.
I'm not afraid.
Brittany. It's Brittany on the Pooja and Gardeep Show, 6:05 and 14 degrees.
Now back to the Pooja and Gardeep Show.
Ooh. Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
So I was at a dinner party over the weekend with some friends, and you know, there's always dinner conversation, and usually it's nonsense, and we're just like laughing, having a good time. Every now and then, though, that conversation can lead to some deep thinking, and that's what happened this weekend for me and for a lot of people at the table. I had a friend who brought up this question that she got from social media. She heard it on social media. She's like, I'm going to throw it out to the group. What do you think?
Okay.
Here's the question. If you could choose a couple you know to raise you as if you were a child, who would it be?
What?
And I was like, what? What do you mean? And
you have to pick a couple you know to raise you.
Like if you were a child and you wanted a couple to raise you out of all the people you know.
You can't just pick your parents?
No, you can't. Out of all the couples you know. And, you know, you got to think about like their emotional intelligence. Think about their approach to life. Think about conflict resolution. Think about how they celebrate milestones. How they think about family. Like there's lots of things to consider, I guess, if you were to choose these people to raise you.
I don't like this question. I love my friends. I don't want to be raised by any of them. They're all weirdos. I don't want any of my friends raising me. That's is it just anyone else? I feel this question makes me feel ick.
I love my friends, but when you said them, like, I don't wouldn't want any of them to raise me.
No. Really? I'm having trouble because there's so many things I like about so many different couples. It's hard to just pick one couple. That's my problem right now is I'm trying to find.
I think we
so
need new friends.
Yeah. I love my friends. They're great, but I've partied with all my friends. And after that, I'm like, you're not raising me.
Yeah. You're not responsible.
But like, a lot of your friends are parents now. So you see the way they even parent.
Yeah, that's great for them. Some of them are awesome parents, but not for baby me.
Baby me.
Why? What's baby Gertie like?
Well, what's your answer to this? Do you have an answer?
I don't have an answer, but it's not for your reasons. I don't have an answer because I have too many options. And I'm having trouble narrowing it down because I'm like, okay, I guess I really want that person who is probably the most measured, you know, in a lot of different departments. And,
okay.
And like, they're kind of like neutral in that way. I think that's my problem right now is I'm like, who is that person? Because like, usually when you think about people's personalities, they're usually like one extreme to the other.
Who would it be? I know who it is for you.
Who?
It's your sister.
No.
No?
No.
Wow, why was that such an emphatic no? Hey, Nero, if you're listening, give us a call, 416-872-CHFI. Your sister doesn't like your parenting
she's
skills.
She's my sister. I don't want her to
she's
parent me.
She's your big sister. She's probably quasi-parent anyway.
No,
can
I choose myself?
No.
Can I raise myself?
What's wrong with you?
Can I choose wolves?
Nothing. That's why I choose myself.
I choose wolves. Okay. Well, I mean, you guys think about it because clearly nobody's thinking about it in this room.
I hope none of my friends are listening.
I miss the fire. I miss the thunder. I miss your warm lips like the summer. I was the rain. You were the cover. You held me up and I pulled you under. And you say there's nothing we could change. You're still all over my mind. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish I didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some of that heartbreak back. Love me blind, I loved you reckless. All of the nights, moments and places. Yeah, these are the things I have been missing. And you say there's nothing we could change. You're still all over my mind. I'm in the bright light.
light, but I still feel darkness. And it's better than it ever was without you in the good life. I'm in the bright lights, but I still feel darkness. I wish I never hurt you, darling. I wish I didn't end like that. I wish that you could give me some. Give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some. Give me some of that heartbreak back. You could give me some. Give me some of that heartbreak back. And nothing ever lasts forever. There's nothing like what we had. I wish that you could give me some. Give me some of that heartbreak back.
Coming up on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show in the 7 o'clock hour. Okay, so Father's Day is this Sunday.
I feel like, no, it's too soon. What happened?
It is earlier than usual. Like, it's June 15th, Father's Day. Normally, it's around the 20th, 21st.
So you're right.
Kind of snuck up this year. We want to hook you up with some terrific prizes. Maybe you've left it last minute. Maybe you're scrambling for what to get Pops. We got some terrific prizes all week on the show to hook you up.
Yeah, so all you got to do is share with us Stuff Your Dad Says. You remember that popular blog? It was like Bleep Your Dad Says. Mm-hmm. It was popular because only dads say these things. Everybody's got them with their dad where you know you can count on dad to have a line about something. How much time you got? My dad has so many.
Dad's a character.
He's such a character. Like, one of his favorite things to say is, "That's highway robbery." And I'm like, what happened on the highway? Like, were people getting robbed on the highway? Was that a thing? Or is that just like a say? I don't know where these things come from. But he says it all the time. Whatever that might be for your dad, we want to hear from you.
Yeah. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're looking for the Stuff Your Dad Says. Get ready to call us, and we have some amazing prizes. We'll tell you about them in that 7 o'clock hour.
With CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Frangiscados. If you are using that eastbound side of the 401, east of the 427, on the right shoulder, we had reports of some pedestrians walking through there, so look out for that. And then on the southbound side of the 404, those problems at Stouffville Road have cleared away. Westbound side of the QEW, the ramp to Royal Windsor is still shut down. That's all because of a fire investigation. It's louder, wilder, and all new. The Robertsons are back, and the next generation is breaking through. Duck Dynasty, The Revival. New episode Sunday at 9, only on A&E.
Here at 98.1 CHFI, we're about to make a big mistake. It'll be public. Public.
It'll be frequent. Frequent.
And it will win you free cash. Are you in?
At CHFI, we don't typically repeat the same song twice between 9 and 5, but we might do it only so you can win free cash.
If you catch us repeating any song weekdays between 9 and 5, call 416-872-2434 and you could win instant cash.
And a shot at $25,000.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Keep CHFI on during the day because you never know when we make that mistake.
No way.
It's the CHFI $25,000 no repeat guarantee. Only on 98.1 CHFI.
439-0000-PIZZA-NOVA.
Bring family and friends together for an exceptional experience with our party-sized pizza. Order today and share the love.
439-0000-PIZZA-NOVA.
Looking for business insurance? BrokerLink can help. As a business owner, you have a lot on the go. Let BrokerLink lighten the load by providing insurance solutions that are tailored to your unique business needs. With BrokerLink, customizing an insurance policy has never been easier. So leave your insurance coverage to them and focus on growing your business. Visit BrokerLink.ca to find a local branch near you.
At BrokerLink Insurance.
The all-new 2025 Kicks isn't just a bold new vehicle on the road. It's Nissan's number one selling subcompact SUV. With expressive style and advanced tech, Kicks is number one. Right now, finance an all-new Kicks from just 0.49% for up to 24 months. A top choice with an offer that's hard to beat. Hurry into your local dealer and drive away in the all-new Nissan Kicks. Includes 0.5% loyalty reduction for qualifying Nissan owners. Conditions apply. See Nissan.ca for details.
I'm not high maintenance, just a little particular. I only drink Niagara Chardonnay, chilled at precisely 8 degrees. My lawn is kept at exactly 2.5 inches high. I only watch TV at 62 decibels, because my ears deserve it. And I only shop at Tasco Appliances, because they're Canadian, and they help me find the perfect appliances to suit my very particular taste.
Tasco, where picky shoppers shop.
Only Monday to Friday? No way. My customers want their orders fast. And when my customers are happy, I'm happy. And with Saturday residential deliveries at no extra cost with UPS, everyone's 2 days happier. Give them what they want, 2 days earlier, with UPS Standard on Saturday.
Ontario invites you to take a stand for our home by discovering our home. Come stand by the clear blue waters of the South, the deep waters of the North, the rushing waters of Niagara. Stand in our small towns, warm and welcoming. Stand under the tallest of towers or in the halls of our country's capital. But most of all, stand proud for Ontario, our home like no other. Discover your next adventure at DestinationOntario.com. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
The Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake presents Tons of Money, a hilarious British farce that will have you rolling in the aisles. A young man fakes his own death and impersonates his cousin to collect a huge inheritance. What could possibly go wrong? Don't miss this side-splitting comedy, Tons of Money at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
This summer at Metro, we're celebrating our MVPs, most valuable products, like fresh chicken drumsticks or thighs for only $1.99 per pound and organic blueberries or blackberries for just $2.44 each, only until June 11th. Shop now in-store or online at metro.ca.
Stuck in Toronto traffic? Here's something that moves faster, a loan from iCash.ca. Imagine applying online, getting an instant decision, and funding by e-transfer in 2 minutes 24/7. By the time you've moved 3 car lengths on the expressway, you've got your cash. Yep, iCash is that fast. And iCash accepts all credit scores and all sources of income, whether it's cash, grocery, rent, or emergency expenses. Apply today, get funded today. iCash.ca.
McDonald's summer drink days are back, which means it's officially summer. Enjoy your refreshing small Coca-Cola or small iced coffee for just $1 all summer.
Summer's booming with summer drink days. Excludes flavored iced coffee at participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun. 98.1 CHFI.
Okay, I just found out I'm doing it wrong, and you could be too when it comes to storing food in your fridge door. I'm going to tell you what we all shouldn't be doing next.
Thank you.
and Gurdeep Show, 6:22 right now. Happy Tuesday.
The Daily Double
with Pooja and Gurdeep.
We got two stories you need to know. Pooj, what's up?
Okay, have you ever just opened your fridge, stared in it, thought, why am I here?
Oh, yeah.
Happens all the time, right?
Like at least once a week, yeah.
You're probably doing more damage inside your fridge, specifically with the food that you have stored in the fridge door by doing that. Or like I've even been guilty of, I get groceries and I just leave the door open as I'm like putting the groceries in or,
right.
You know, or you're cooking and you leave it open as you're taking stuff out.
Sure.
Don't do that because every time a warm gust of air sort of comes in, already the fridge door is not getting the same temperature as the rest of the fridge. It's already the warmest part of your fridge.
Right, it's like peripheral cold.
Yeah, and so like your fridge should be at about 1 to 3 degrees Celsius. That's where it should be sitting. And it's warmer in the fridge, so there are certain foods that you should not be putting in the fridge door. There are no-nos, like definitely don't do it.
Okay.
And when I look at this list, most of it makes sense to me, but there's one of them that I'm guilty of. So raw meats like chicken, fish, or beef,
you don't put meats in the fridge door.
Don't do that.
That's so weird.
I wouldn't do that. Yogurt and soft cheeses, don't do that.
Nope.
I don't think anyone's doing that. But this one, mayo and dairy-based dressings like ranch.
Oh, yeah. All the sauces just go in the door.
Yes.
The door's right? For the sauces.
That's what you think. And that's what they do say you should be putting in there, like mustard, soy sauce, like that kind of thing. Anything with preservatives in it is fine in the fridge door. But
the white wine that you only had a glass of,
that's still fine, pretty full. Yes. But if anything sort of dairy-based, you don't want it in there. And I didn't think about that
with
some of the things in my fridge door.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's some good food for thought.
So just some food for thought. And, you know, when you're opening the fridge door, think about how much of that air is sort of rushing in. So try not to leave it open.
Everyone's going to think of you now when they open their fridge door.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
What do you got?
It's the 50th anniversary of TIFF this year, and they announced they are opening up the festival with a doc I am very, very excited about.
Ooh, which
one? I think
everyone's
going to love it. It's called John Candy, I Like Me.
Oh, nice.
Why have we not had a definitive John Candy documentary? That's what this is. Some heavy hitters behind this. Colin Hanks directing this. Ryan Reynolds producing it. It is going to have its world premiere September 4th at Roy Thomson Hall to kick off TIFF. I think that's probably going to be the hottest film of the entire festival. It'll be all about John Candy's life on and off screen. They've got exclusive home video footage, family interviews, great collaborations just showcasing this guy's legacy. Cameron Bailey, the film director, said this is the perfect way to kick off the 50th TIFF. He's from Newmarket. Of course, came up with Second City. Then he joined SCTV 3 years later. I still remember being on the school bus home in grade 4, March 4th, 1994, when we heard the news over the radio that John Candy had passed away while filming Wagons East in Mexico.
Mm.
It's crazy now because he's such a larger-than-life figure. Like, he is a large human and a large presence. Do you know how young he was when he died?
No. How old was he?
43.
Oh, wow.
Younger than you and just a year older than me when he passed. I mean, he just seemed like such a man. I'm like, 43.
It's so true. And when you think about your childhood and you think about almost all of your favorite movies, isn't he in all of them?
Yes, he is. Very quickly, favorite John Candy film of all time?
Uncle Buck.
Okay, I'm going to run down my top 5 John Candy films. Gurdeep's top 5 list coming up at 7:45.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellite. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do.
It is 6:30 and 13 degrees. Happy Tuesday. Here's Eva.
Good morning. Canada Post contract talks are at a standstill as the Crown Corporation and its main union can't seem to find common ground on the terms for an arbitration process. Canada Post says the Canadian Union of Postal Workers has refused to recognize the need for major structural reforms of the post office. The union claims Canada Post is waiting for the government to force an end to the dispute. Thousands of National Guard troops and hundreds of U.S. Marines are being deployed in L.A. as protests against immigration raids continue. The deployment was authorized by U.S. President Trump. California's attorney general and governor filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration yesterday, accusing the president of violating the law. Well, the site of the former Downsview Airport will soon be home to an aviation-themed playground. A Toronto-based developer unveiled the plans to convert a 100-foot decommissioned airplane into the playground at the Global Pacemaking Summit yesterday. The play space will also be home to a public plaza and will hold thousands of residential units. In sports, rough night for the Oilers, who lost to the Panthers 6-1. Panthers take a 2-1 series lead in the Stanley Cup final. Jays will face the Cardinals tonight at 7:45. CHFI weather. Today, slight chance of showers for the afternoon and early evening, a high of 23. Tonight, clearing, a low near 14, and tomorrow sun and cloud with a slight chance of showers, high near 28, Humidex near 32. Right now it's 14 degrees. Eastbound on the 401, it looks like it's moving slowly. And then on the westbound 401 west of Nielsen Express, two right lanes closed off for a collision. You'll find delays already from Morningside and new problems. East QEW at Appleby, HOV lane blocked because of a stalled vehicle.
Happy Pride Friday!
From CHFI. There are so many free events all month long.
And the parade is Sunday, June 29th.
Everyone celebrate together.
We're all in. Are you?
Go to PrideToronto.com for more information.
And follow them on socials at Pride Toronto.
98.1 CHFI. Proud sponsor of Pride Toronto.
Hey, it's Pooja Honda. Having two toddlers means I do a lot of laundry. Too much laundry, if you ask me. Let's just say my washer and dryer have definitely been put to good use over the last few years. So perhaps it was no surprise when my dryer started giving me an error message. It was time to see what was going on after all that wear and tear. So I opened my Jiffy app, looked up appliance repair, and had a Jiffy Pro over the very next day, cleaning out my dryer vent with a deep clean to get it up and running again. And an hour later, it was fixed. No more error messages. It was that simple. And for better or worse, I'm back to doing loads and loads of laundry. This is why Jiffy is my go-to this summer. I can Jiffy it and forget it. Now, if only Jiffy had someone who could come help me fold the laundry. Is that possible? You can download the Jiffy app or sign up on JiffyOnDemand.com with the code CHFI for $25 off your first job. That's CHFI for $25 off. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Whether you've recently moved into a new home, expanded your business, acquired new farm equipment, or grown your family, you can count on Wawanisa to be there for you. As a proudly Canadian mutual insurer since 1896, we've always supported Canadians in good times and bad. Business, farm, home, life and group, auto. Just say the word, Wawanisa. Visit Wawanisa.com to find a broker today.
Walmart welcomes you to their Port Credit store at 515 Lakeshore Road East. Check out the bright apparel and cosmetics sections, fantastic grocery selection, ready-to-eat meals, and much more. Right now, get a pack of blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.44. Save $1 on selected varieties of Kraft barbecue sauce, now 97 cents. You can also save $4 on 2.72-liter selected varieties of Tide Simply Detergent, now $7.97. Walmart, save money, live better.
Swing big this Father's Day and find the perfect gift for dad or yourself at Golf Town. Don't miss big deals like the TaylorMade Sim 2 Max driver for only $349.98. Score big with our BOGO offers like buy one, get one free on PXG Extreme Tour golf balls and Under Armour T2G polos. Plus, enjoy huge savings on top brands like Callaway, Nike, FootJoy, and more. Visit in-store or golftown.com for more details. Some exclusions apply.
The Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery. Get in by midnight Friday to win one of three incredible VIP prizes. Rock out at five epic concerts of your choice with $25,000. Or cash in $30,000 instead. We're also awarding 3,500 Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery tickets. Buy now to win more. VIP deadline is midnight Friday. Carry the fire. Buy your tickets now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 1456195.
You never know who will blow you away next. A new episode of America's Got Talent tonight at 8, 7 Central on City TV, followed by Destination X, or stream it on City TV Plus.
The Nearly Impossible Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Okay, here it is for your Tuesday. 28% of people say they've lied about this just to avoid a fight. Ooh, oh, what do you think it is?
They've lied about, what do you lie about to avoid a fight?
If you ask my husband, he'll say everything.
Yeah, I mean, potentially a lot of things.
It could be a lot of things. 28% of people say they've lied about this just to avoid a fight.
Okay. Want to hear what your guesses are on this one. This one's juicy. 416-872-2434. You can call us right now. The lines are open. 416-872-CHFI.
Yo!
HFI Toronto.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Ooh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick. Baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks.
put me back together and take my heart. I never thought that I could love this hard. Ooh, I can't get enough. Ooh, you got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile.
Question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
I can't wait to hear what you got to say about this one. And I bet this one's going to make me happy I'm not in a relationship.
Is that why you come up with these?
I don't know what you're talking about. 28% of people say they've lied about this just to avoid a fight.
Ooh, what do you think it is? Let's go to Matt in Bradford.
Good morning. Lied about eating fast food before coming home for dinner.
Wow, Matt, that sounds very specific to you once again. Lied about eating fast food before coming home for dinner. So you're crushing like a teen burger, you get home, and then your wife's like, why aren't you eating, Matt?
Oh, yeah, a little junior chicken.
Oh, I love a junior chicken.
Matt, good, very specific guess, but not the right answer.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one. Graham from Bowmanville, do you have a guess for a nearly impossible question?
Are you mad?
Oh, lying about whether or not you're mad.
Yep.
So you're mad and they ask you if you're mad and you're like, nope. I'm good.
Not at all. Nope.
Just pursing your lips.
And you do the, I'm fine. I'm fine.
This is fine.
Yep. A very good guess, Graham. Not the right answer, though.
Nope.
Thanks, Graham.
Thank you.
Hey, John from Mississauga, friend of the show. What's your guess?
I think it's visiting your in-laws.
Oh. Like, what about, like, just like that you're, that you want to do it or that you're busy and you can't come?
Like, yeah, I'd love to spend Sunday afternoon visiting with your parents.
Oh. But really, you want to be couching it watching the game.
Pretty much.
John, great guess. Not the right answer.
Okay, guys. See you later.
28% of people say they've lied about this to avoid a fight. Without giving anything away, do you think Paul has lied about this to you?
I hope not.
But you don't know.
I don't know. It's possible. It is possible.
And you think that one would lie to their partner about this to avoid hurting their feelings?
Yes. I think if I think about myself, like, I have done this because I didn't want to hurt someone's feelings.
What would be hurt more, feelings or ego?
Both.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's why 1 in 4 people lie about this. So 28% of people say they've lied about this to avoid a fight. Pooja says she's not sure if Paul's lied about this, but if he did, it would... Or if he was honest about it, it would hurt her feelings.
If he did, we're fighting later. Just wait till I get home, Paul.
maybe that helps you. 416-872-CHFI. Give us a call with your guess.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. Westbound 401 west of Nielsen in the express. It looks like we still have one right lane closed off. That's all because of a collision. Want to make sure you give yourself some extra time through there. It's already quite busy. And then it looks like problems East QEW at Appleby. They have all cleared away, but still very slow from approaching the Burlington Skyway. Mr. Lou Plus Tires, the original no appointment oil change, is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lube near you for quality maintenance and tire service.
Are you the one winning $1,000 today?
Beat Gurdeep in a game of trivia and win $1,000 in cash this morning. Just after 8:30 on 98.1 CHFI.
As Canadians, we love our summers, don't we? And this summer is the perfect time to discover hidden gems right here in our own backyard. Maybe it's a trip to Goderich, which is known as the prettiest town in Canada, or my personal fave, a visit to a little town called Omimi in the Kawartha Lakes. It's where Neil Young grew up, and I'm heading there with my family for the Canada Day long weekend. Goodbye city life, hello serene cottage life. And while I'm away, I'll be hosting my own space on Airbnb. It's actually a perfect time to host since it's sitting empty anyway. I've done it before, and it's an easy way to make a little extra cash. Essentially, while you're away discovering little hidden gems, you're also helping others do the same in your own town, staying at your place. And if hosting feels a bit overwhelming, try Airbnb's new co-host network, where you can hire a qualified and vetted co-host to do the hosting for you. That means while you're away, there's a local and experienced co-host that's making sure your home and guests are taken care of. They do all the work for you, so you can focus on exploring this great country. Find a co-host at airbnb.ca/host.
Walmart has thousands of Canadian-made items, all at everyday low prices, like cashmere bathroom tissue 30 equals 62 rolls or Ultralux 20 equals 60 rolls, both for the low price of only $15.97 each. Shop more low prices on Canadian-made items at Walmart.
Jan Arden's mixtape tour is here. Tonight, live at Massey Hall. Jan Arden in support of her brand new album, Mixtape, where Jan reimagines classic pop anthems, plus all her 90s favorites. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Jan Arden in an unforgettable, nostalgic performance you won't want to miss.
The Big Check event is on now at Sport Check. From June 5th to 18th, shop savings up to 60% off. Find amazing deals on golf, bikes, shoes, and more. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Hi, I'm Sarah Milroy, director of the McMichael Canadian Art Collection in Kleinberg. And this summer, I'm inviting you to travel to Venice through the paintings of Canada's post-impressionist master, James Wilson Maurice. Experience moments of everyday life from a century ago along the iconic canals and quiet side streets of this enchanting city. Maurice in Venice is on now through September 21st. Fall in love with the city that has captivated visitors for centuries. Book your tickets at McMichael.com. Home to the Art of Canada.
If you've built or substantially renovated a home or condominium in the last 2 years, you could be eligible for tax-free government rebates of up to $24,000. Access Rebates can help you access government rebates, regardless of your income or property value. Trust Access Rebates, the industry experts with over 20 years of experience. Whether you have completed or are planning a home construction project, learn what rebates you're eligible for at accessrebates.ca.
Critics agree How to Train Your Dragon is one of the best live-action remakes ever. This Friday.
Who's this?
You ready? The legend comes to life.
I'm the first Viking who wouldn't kill a dragon.
First to ride one, though.
Come on!
How to Train Your Dragon in theaters Friday. Get tickets now.
Measles is spreading. The good news is that the measles vaccine is safe, highly effective, and can provide lifelong protection. Contact your local public health unit to check your vaccination status or book a vaccine appointment today. Visit ontario.ca/measles to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
For over 85 years, Rona has been part of the Canadian trades community. Now we're saying thank you by giving back. For the foreseeable future, we're donating 85% of our ad space to small trades businesses, completely free of charge. That includes our radio spots. It's just one way we're supporting the people who build this country. One job, one project, one day at a time. Learn more at RonaCanadianTrades.ca. Build it right. Build it Rona.
Get delicious deals at Tim's with Tim's Faves. Order any size brewed coffees, hot or iced, and add a donut for $1, a bagel for $2, or a classic breakfast sandwich for $3. Enjoy favorites for less at delicious deals at Tim's with Tim's Faves. Order any size brewed coffees, hot or iced, and add a donut for $1, a bagel for $2, or a classic breakfast sandwich for $3. Enjoy favorites for less with Tim's Faves. At participating restaurants in Toronto for a limited time only.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Sounds fun.
98.1 CHFI.
Jeff on.
Still looking for the answer to the nearly impossible question this morning. 28% of people say they've lied about this to avoid a fight.
Getting a text at 981-981. Christine from Hamilton saying that they look nice in what they're wearing.
Ooh.
And Christine, or also, sorry, Alexandra saying people lying about staying in touch with an ex.
Oh, these are getting spicy. More of your guesses coming up after Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi, 653 right now and 13 degrees. This week doesn't look great, below seasonal.
The nearly impossible question.
With Pooja and Gurdeep.
Okay, here it is. 28% of people say they've lied about this just to avoid a fight. We gave you a bit of a hint. You know, I think I've probably done this to avoid hurting someone's feelings. Not necessarily worried about the fight per se.
You're not sure if Paul's done it to you, but you're going to find out right after the show.
Yes, I'm going to ask.
So 28% of people say they've lied about this just to avoid a fight. Joanne, Toronto, what do you think?
Hi, morning. Past relationships.
Oh, lied about past relationships. Oh, like,
yeah,
how,
like how many, who, that kind of thing.
How many girlfriends have you had? Yeah. Two.
Maybe.
How in love you were.
Right.
All of those things.
Yeah.
Good guess, Joanne. Not the right answer.
Okay, thanks.
Wes from Toronto, what's your guess?
Is it being friends or like lying about being a friend or loving someone?
Oh, like being friends with somebody that you should be friends with?
Well, they want to be friends with you, but you don't want to be friends with them, but you don't want to have a fight, so you just say, yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Oh, I see.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, got it.
Good guess. Not the right answer, though.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
John from Toronto, hit us with your guess.
I'm going to say your partner's cooking.
You got it! Is, yeah, your partner's cooking. How did you know that?
I can't disclose that info.
Is that because it may or may not cause a fight later on today?
That is the reason.
Wow. But do you not do it because of a fight, or do you not do it because you don't want to hurt their feelings?
Column B, definitely. And it's not all the time. It's not everything, but certain dishes sometimes.
Right. Now, okay, here's the take this for what it's worth, which is not much because I'm single, but like, if you gently course correct, does that not make that same dish a little tastier next time? Like, hey, this is really good. I think it could use some more cayenne, maybe a little more salt.
Absolutely, you can do that, but it's the same as going to a fancy restaurant and asking for salt and pepper. It's a little bit of a slap in the face of the cook.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair. John, you nailed it.
John's like, you could do that, but you might not live to see another day.
It'll be your last meal. John, you nailed it, buddy. Thanks for playing.
Awesome. Thank you.
Don't miss this coming up on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we want to hook you up. We have about $1,000 worth of prizes every day on this show this week leading up to Father's Day.
Yeah, so that includes a $500 gift card to spend at Golf Town. You can win that today, and also a twosome to the Gurdeep Ahluwalia Putt for Pups Invitational. That's happening on Monday, June 16th. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. It's a great cause, but you can come golf for the day as well.
Putt for Pups. It's fun to say, isn't it?
It is. It is fun to say. And also what's fun to say is to repeat the lines that your dad says. You know that blog that got really popular, it even turned into a book, Bleep My Dad Says. We want to know, what's the stuff your dad says? Only dads say these things, and they're hilarious. You can text us at 981-981 or give us a call at 416-872-2434.
Yeah, text us your stories. We may call you, or just call us. The calls that make us laugh the most, yeah, that's who we are hooking up right here. It's all coming up in the next few minutes.
I know he's just not right for you. And you could tell me if I'm off, but I see it on your face when you say that he's the one that you want. And you're spending all your time in this wrong situation, and anytime you want it to stop, I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Second you say you'd like me to, I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing. Baby, just to wake up with you will be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. Cause I know I can treat you better than he can. And any girl like you deserves a gentleman.
Hey, good morning. Just coming up on 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, sitting at 13 degrees. Let's check in with Eva.
Good morning. Another jewelry store robbery in the GTA, this time at Hillcrest Mall in Richmond Hill. It happened around 6:30 last evening at the Michael Hill Jewelry Store. York police say multiple suspects used hammers to smash through glass display cases. No injuries were reported, but police are still searching for the suspects. The Canadian military has evacuated more than 700 people from northern Ontario, where a major wildfire is threatening Sandy Lake First Nation. National Defense says people are being airlifted out, and it's unclear how many residents are still waiting to be evacuated from the community of more than 2,000 people. Well, plans for a playground at the site of the former Downsview Airport were unveiled yesterday. A Toronto-based developer announced his plans to convert a 100-foot decommissioned plane into a playground. The project will feature a rock climbing wall, zip lines, and a stage to host music events. In sports, rough night for the Oilers, who lost to the Panthers 6-1. Panthers take a 2-1 series lead in the Stanley Cup final. Jays will face the Cardinals tonight at 7:45. CHFI weather. Today, slight chance of showers for the afternoon and early evening, a high of 23. Tonight, clearing, a low near 14. And tomorrow, sun and cloud with a slight chance of showers.